Today on 60 Second Psych, here's what happens when you treat ADHD in the elderly.
In 2004, the FDA approved the first stimulant for adult ADHD, Adderall XR. Now it's nearly 20 years later, and some of those patients are elderly. Yet there are only a few studies of stimulants in people over age 50. Yes, that's the medical definition of elderly these days, and they are limited to case reports and patient surveys. So today's study adds significantly to our knowledge, even though its methodology, a retrospective chart review of 113 patients with ADHD age 55 to 79, isn't level 1 evidence. Here's what they found. 1. The doses were low. Most took methylphenidate, mean dose of 30 milligrams a day, and 10% were on dextroamphetamine, with a mean of 10 milligrams a day. 2. The responses were good. 65% had better concentration, mood stability, sleep, and energy, and only 5% quit the medicine because it wasn't working. 3. The side effects were fairly high. 1 in 3 quit the stimulant because of problems with anxiety, depression, sleep, or other side effects, including cardiovascular. 4. Although 7% of the patients had cardiovascular symptoms that caused them to stop the stimulant, on average, the stimulant did not raise blood pressure, even in the 30% with pre-existing cardiac risk factors. The bottom line, stimulants can work in older adults, but they may have more side effects, and these patients may need lower doses. Although we're reassured about the cardiovascular risks in these patients, we'd need to see a lot more than 113 patients to better understand that.